Call today.
Take control of the airwaves. We're launching into hour number three of the program. Anything goes. You dial in 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We've swapped a Julia for a Mark.
That's right. I got held up on a tour with my mother.
I know probably most of our listeners would have liked to have continued hearing Julia in the third hour of the show, and I certainly would as well. I enjoy having her on the program. It's just that she works very hard. She has a day job, and she's pretty tired, so she went in to turn in.
Yeah, I have to thank her for covering for me.
Yeah, 800-259-9231, but she will be on for all 3 hours tomorrow night, so you can get more of your Julia fix at that time. In the meantime, we go to the phones and to the fun. We'll talk about the first illegal downloading case that has completed in the court system. Talk about that here in a few moments, but first, we go to Brian in Colorado on the amplifier line. Hello, Brian.
Well, it was like a little piece of Friday there for a while.
No, yep. Better than Friday, because Mark wasn't here.
That does make it better. Bear claws. I'm not sure that really counts as a donut.
I say claws. It does. I say, does it have to be round to be a donut? I don't know.
It just has to be fried wheat, I think, to be a donut.
It's a baked good. It's close.
It's fried, man.
Now, the bear claw is the twisty thing, where there's the two different colored things that are sort of twisted together.
No.
It looks like a mitt. It looks like a catcher's mitt.
And in some places, they're called almond croissants.
Is it a fritter? Is a fritter the twisty thing?
I think it's a fritter.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it tastes like a donut, it's fine in my book. We were talking about this in hour two, Mark, and donut preferences. I just can't stand the filled donuts. How do you feel?
Sugared jelly.
You like the jelly-filled donuts?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're so awful.
Okay.
They're so awful. Brian, your thoughts on the jelly-filled?
I don't like jelly-filled. Just too much sugar.
Absolutely. It just ruins the experience for me.
God, too much sugar in a donut, right? It could be fattening.
I remember when I was a kid and I came across the jelly-filled donut for the first time. I saw this big donut and it didn't have a hole in the center. And I thought, wow, that's a big old donut.
Great.
I bit into it and there was this nasty cream filling in there. And it just was a shock to the system. And
that's the reason you don't like
it. I didn't want anything to do with it. Now I always look for that little hole. I look for that little hole where they fill the cream in there.
And what's that mean? When you find it, what does that mean?
Well, if I'm curious if it is a jelly-filled donut or not, that
have
will
you seen
it.
A donut that looks like a jelly-filled donut that doesn't have anything in it?
I think I might have at one time. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, that sounds like a dream.
That's a healthy jelly-filled donut.
It may have been a dream. I don't know. Brian, anything else on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah. I held my nose today and registered Republican.
Oh, dear. Now, the reason that is what now?
To vote for Ron Paul.
Right, because some states are mandating that people must be registered Republicans by a certain particular date, 90 days out from the primary election, in order to vote for Ron Paul. And so by doing that, they're going to effectively shut out anybody that doesn't find Ron Paul soon enough, which is very unfortunate because Ron Paul's got $5 million at least. I think he's got more than that on hand, cash
on
hand. And so they're going to spend all this money, and he's going to get all this publicity in the next 90 days. But a lot of people aren't going to be able to vote for him if they aren't registered as Republicans. Unfortunately, there's just nothing that can be done about that. It's the silly little rules that they run the election process by, and it's going to do a lot, I think, to hurt Ron Paul's results.
Well, it's going to hurt the Republicans too, because there's no way any of these Democrats can win against. There's no way any of the other Republicans can win against Hillary. I mean, Paul's the only chance they got. There've been a lot of analyses on that.
That's true.
But in Colorado, it's not 90 days; it's 30 days. But mm-hmm. but there's rumor that they're going to push it back to 90 days, which is just ridiculous.
Doesn't it go to show how dangerous the Republican Party is if they're willing to get Hillary elected in order to prevent Ron Paul from getting elected?
You know, if the Republicans are stupid enough not to nominate Ron Paul, I'm going to vote for Hillary.
I don't know about that.
I figure voting for Hillary will bring this country down faster, put us more in debt than any, well, maybe a little bit faster than.
I could never. Come on, you're joshing.
I understand his concern. I don't think I'd have the stomach for it.
You couldn't do it. I don't think you could bring yourself to do it, Brian.
It would be painful. Well, you know, I was watching a video of David Nolan today. He's
the founder of the Libertarian Party.
Right, and also the inventor of the Nolan chart, which has been turned into the world's smallest political quiz.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great quote on this video I saw. It was probably taped in the early 90s. They were still talking about Kerry and the last election.
Right.
And he said, the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. He says, the Democrats want to rob Peter to pay Paul. And the Republicans want just the opposite.
Rob Paul to pay Peter?
Thanks for the call, Brian. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, I can understand that some people would want to vote for one of the two major parties if Ron Paul isn't the nominee, if it's, you know, Giuliani versus Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, if you love liberty,
I
stay, either vote for the Libertarian or stay home. Just don't bring yourself. You're just going to feel guilty afterwards,
right,
when whoever it is, whether it be the Republican or Democrat, gets into office and makes the government bigger and more intrusive. Then you've got some culpability. You voted for those guys.
Yeah, I know.
Makes me feel all icky just thinking about it.
And you know, this is how I've sort of felt all along. I wanted to vote for Bush in 2000. I didn't end up doing it, but I was like, oh, boy, we could have a Democrat
in there. You couldn't if you wanted to.
What's that?
You couldn't if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah, I could have.
Really?
Yeah.
After getting out of jail?
I slid by on a voting quite a few times.
Huh, okay.
I, you know, voted for his brother in the 98 election in Florida. Anyway, I wanted to vote for Bush in 2000, and then I thought, well, maybe I'll vote for Harry Brown, and then, you know, I didn't have the option of voting in that particular one. And then in 2004, I was, you know, torn. What do I want to do? What do I want to do? And ended up being that, I wasn't able to vote in that week.
Thank goodness. Well, I voted for Harry Brown in 2000 and Michael Badnarik in 2004. And if it's Ron Paul, I'll vote for him. If it's not Ron Paul, whoever the Libertarian is has my vote. 1-800-259-9231. The toll-free number. You bring up anything. 24 downloads, 24 songs. What's it cost? What's it cost?
Oh, yes, I happen to know. It's like $8,000 a pop.
$220,000. Mm-hmm. In the first U.S. trial, according to the AFP, to challenge the illegal downloading of music on the Internet, a single mother from Minnesota was ordered Thursday to pay $220,000 for sharing 24 songs online. Jamie Thomas, who's 30, was the first among more than 26,000 people sued by the world's most powerful recording companies to refuse a settlement after being slapped with a lawsuit by the Recording Industry of America and six major music labels. She turned down an offer to pay a few thousand dollars in fines and instead took the case to court. And good for her for having the...
Just to try it.
Right, having the courage to do that. And stand up against this corporate behemoth that is the RIAA. Unlike some who insist on the right to share files over the Internet, Thomas says she was wrongfully targeted by SafeNet, a contractor employed by the recording industry to patrol the Internet for copyrighted material. Her lawyer said earlier this week that she racked up some $60,000 in legal fees because she refused to be bullied. And while Ms. Thomas insisted on the courthouse steps that she had never downloaded or uploaded music, her lawyer tried to convince jurors there was no way to prove who had uploaded the songs on the Kazaa file-sharing network. You can't prove it. I mean, all you have is an IP address.
Right.
And if you've got a router at your house, then you can have theoretically as many computers as there are people living in your home, if not more than that. I've got at least four of them in this house. You've got all these computers that are on your network. If you're looking at your IP address from outside of your home, you can't tell who's doing what. Your router is the IP address,
right,
and then the router assigns little sub-addresses to the computers in your house, but no one outside of your house can see what those sub-addresses is. So if it's your kid that's sitting in his bedroom downloading the new Nickelback song, you don't have any idea about it, number one. Number two, they can't actually prove that he was the one that downloaded it. It could have been his friends. They
what about the piggyback? Or whatever it is that they call when somebody comes out to your front steps, drive
their
car up.
War driving, I guess. That's where they'll come up and they'll find that people will drive around looking for unsecured wireless networks,
right,
wireless networks, and then they'll log in and download stuff. People have been known to go and download all sorts of illegal things that way. That way they aren't using their own network. I mean, think about it. If you're going to go out, if you're somebody that wants to go and get child pornography, which one's a smarter choice?
Right.
To sit at your home in your basement and download it there? Or to get in your van, because, you know, these guys have vans, right? Get in your dark van with the blacked out windows and then pull around to an unsecured wireless network halfway across town. Do your downloading there, because a lot of people just don't password their networks. and then, you know, download your files and go home. Then it looks like the person that home did the downloading and not you. It's completely untraceable.
Yeah.
More on the way. We'll talk about the download case in a moment.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that the yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, your show, you bring up whatever's on your mind. It's free. 800-259-9231. Tickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, and you can enjoy those on us, including the live streams, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. Freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. That's D2Z.org. Talking about the case here from Bloomberg, the AFP also reporting that Vivendi SA's Universal Music Group and other record companies won the first trial over music downloading in their case against a Minnesota mother of two accused of sharing songs over the internet. She has now been ordered to pay $222,000.
I can't believe that amount. I'm floored by this whole thing that a jury could find against
madness.
That a jury could find against this woman for the fact that somebody downloaded songs on her IP address, that they've just lockstepped right in place. It doesn't make any sense to me. And this kind of rate for what? For sharing the music?
Right.
I mean, what's a song worth? If it's a $13 for 13 songs on a CD, it's a buck
a
piece.
Yeah. It's outrageous. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to send a message. But you illegal downloaders will be tracked. You will be prosecuted. And you will be punished.
Even if you didn't do it.
They're claiming, the Bloomberg article is a little more detailed. And it says that the record companies claimed that she knew what was going on her computer, that she wasn't a technophobe or something like that, that she had some ability to use a computer. So apparently the fact that you know a thing or two about computers is evidence against you.
I know a thing or two about computers, and I've had open networks before.
Mm-hmm.
I have. So are you going to be able to, put some evidence together that I know something about computers and therefore it's my fault if somebody downloads?
You know, in this case, it may be difficult to determine for us whether or not it was actually her who did the downloading. But let's say it was. Let's say, she doesn't have an open network. Let's say it's a wired network. There's no wireless. Let's just say it's a direct cable modem connection to her computer. And we don't know what her network setup is. So
right.
Let's say it's that. Let's say that it's a pretty hard and fast case. She doesn't let her kids on the computer. She downloaded these songs. As you say, a buck a song, that'd be more like it. But then again, if that's all they were getting, the record companies wouldn't bother to take it to court.
Right.
And they're not going to go to court over $24 or whatever. And they do point out here that she had over 1,000 songs, and they're trying to make it sound like the record company was going easy on her by only charging her with 24 downloads instead of 1,000 downloads. So now, we should be feeling good because this mother of two, 30 years old, single mom, and now has this $220,000 debt to pay. Yeah, that's going to happen in her lifetime. $220,000? How many of you can afford that sort of a fine? And really, even if she did do it, how insane are these people? What kind of business practice is it for you to sue your customers? Your customers who love your products so much. Now, I understand the RIAA aren't actually the artists, but they represent them. The artists are under contract with record labels who are under contract with the RIAA, and supposedly they're representing the artists. You're punishing your customers? You're punishing people because they want to listen to music from their favorite artists? I can turn on the radio and listen to music for free. And most of the radio stations out there, they play the same songs over and over again. If you're listening to an A rotation song, you'll hear it every 2 hours. So
right.
It's not like it's hard to come across some songs you want to listen to. And those don't cost me any money. And the radio stations don't know how many people are listening and so on and so forth.
Or who's recording, for that matter.
Sure. I presume that's illegal, though, recording off the radio.
It is.
And, what are you talking about? What about talk show hosts? You know, there are these talk show hosts that aren't like us, Mark, that don't give away their archives. We give ours away on the front page of the site. So please take them, share them, give them to your friends, print them, burn CDs, give them away, whatever. Howard Stern or Rush Limbaugh or these other syndicated national hosts, they charge $5, $6, $7 a month to get into their sites. In Stern's case, you got to pay for Sirius subscriptions, so that's how you get him. But let's just say somebody, some big Sterniac or Rush, Ditto head,
yeah,
goes out there and has his own account to where he can get the archives, grabs a bunch of MP3s from the Rush Limbaugh website, and puts them up in a torrent on the internet. Or puts them up for download on his website because he just thinks that the Rush Limbaugh show is the next best thing to slice bread.
Right.
And he wants to share it with everybody.
Now, Rush has some kind of proprietary thing. It would be difficult to do so, but let's just say you can.
Right. You can. I mean, if you can get the audio files, you could dub them. You could play them back and literally spend 2 hours dubbing the audio.
Okay.
there are ways to do this.
I don't know anything about it, but yes.
So, is Rush Limbaugh or Howard Stern or these other guys really going to go and prosecute one of their listeners for this? Can you imagine them doing that?
I don't know that they would. I don't know what they would do, but it seems... this whole thing's just crazy as far as I'm concerned.
It really is. And what's going to happen if this young lady, 30-year-old mother of two, doesn't have the ability to pay this $222,000 fine? Can she just go into bankruptcy? Or are they going to mandate she pays it or go to a jail cell? I don't know how these things work. I don't know much about these civil cases and what the penalty is for not following the penalty. Like, what if you don't do what they tell you to do? What will they do to you? Are we going to start locking people up for downloading music? That's my question. Are we going to start locking people up? And when I say we, I mean the government. Is the government going to start locking people up? And do you support that idea? Do you think that's a good idea? Because if you think that's a good idea, you might as well just go turn in your kids. You might as well call the cops. Call them tonight. I mean, if you're a good law-abiding American, pick up your phone. If you've got kids under the age of 18 in your household, pick up the phone, call the cops, and let them know that you need to have your kids' computer searched, unless you're technically adept and you can handle that yourself. Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and look around your kid's computer and see what you find? I bet you'll find a handful, at least, if not thousands, of downloaded songs. This is hot stuff today. Kids
sure.
do this, and they don't think anything of it. They don't think it's a problem. They're going to the concerts. They're going to spend... And that's what's so asinine about it.
That's what I don't understand about the jury. This had to be a unanimous decision by this jury.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, you know how the judges say. You've got to follow the law.
Are these
jury
members have never done it?
Who knows, Mark? You've seen juries, right? I mean, they tend to be older, right? They tend to be old white people. Now, there are a lot of old people that are online. The internet is a huge hobby amongst the older generation. So there's certainly a chance that there are some internet users on that jury. But are they music downloaders? Odds are against it.
Okay.
It seems to me that music downloading tends to be of the realm of the younger people in this country. And so, you know, if you've got kids... They're probably guilty, which means that by proxy, you're guilty because your kid's name isn't on the internet subscription. Your Comcast or Verizon or whatever it is, that's your name that's on that subscription. And so if this safe company or whatever that's been hired to look for illegal downloading catches your IP address, it's not going to be your kids that are going to the courtroom. So it's sick what's going on here. And it's not going to stop, by the way. I'd like to let you know that. They can keep sending a message by slapping people with $100,000 fines for this. Young people aren't going to stop downloading music. And so what are we going to do? Are we going to start arresting people and putting them in jail cells? Because nobody can afford these fines. This is insanity. 800-259-9231. We have lost our minds in this country.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the
Company Corporation, 1-800-331-1461.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide, 1-800-331-1461. That's 1-800-331-1461. 1-800-331-1461.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Think that squeaking in your car's a mouse? No need to call the Pied Piper, because that eek, eek, eek's coming from something more fiendish. I'll tell you what it could be when we come back.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Does it sound like Mickey and Minnie are setting up house in your car? It's more likely that the squeak you hear is coming from your vehicle begging for attention. The source of the squeal can range from worn brake pads and frayed belts, replaceable at moderate cost, to an engine so neglected it'll make Swiss cheese of your bank account. So avoid the rat trap of expensive repairs, not to mention safety risk, by taking your car to my favorite Magic Kingdom, a quality service shop. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Toll free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line in here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. Updates are there. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, I sent out an update today, in fact, announcing that I was on another talk show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
American AM with Mark's old boss.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact.
My boss Henry
from the comic book store.
Yeah, back when I was a kid.
And it was great. Hour long interview. We talked about no government, and so it's right there on the front page of our website. If you want to download that at freetalklive.com and listen to it, but get on the updates list, and then you'll find out when these things go out. You'll be the first to know. Updates.freetalklive.com. That again, updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Just a few more thoughts on this insanity, this madness of the RIAA suing its own customers, suing people that love music and have they love bands so much they downloaded the music off the internet. And that doesn't necessarily, it's not a bad thing. I don't understand why people think there's something wrong with that. I don't even think there are that many people that think there's something wrong with it. But I guess the people in the jury in this case did. A 30-year-old mother of two, single mom, has been fined $222,000 for downloading 24 songs illegally. And here's just some interesting numbers here. More than 26,000 lawsuits have been filed, this is from Bloomberg, by record companies, and about 8,000 have been settled, usually with the individual paying about $3,000. I mean, this is extortion. Some cases have been dismissed because the individuals were dead, children, or people who didn't own computers. While the recording industry has been criticized for suing its own customers, music companies say the suits have been effective in raising public awareness and cutting down on illegal downloading. The RIAA, citing its own polls, said the percentage of people who said downloading for free is illegal jumped to 73% in 2007 from 37% in 2003. Well, isn't that nice? So more people, by the RIAA's own polls, are now aware that illegal downloading is illegal. Whoopty flippin' do. Most people that smoke marijuana know it's illegal too.
Mm.
I don't think that really says anything. The question should be, do you download? Do you know it's illegal, and do you still download? That would be an interesting survey. Because most people are going to continue doing this.
Yeah,
they're not going to be scared.
I think that most people know, and it's just of no concern to them, whatever.
Well, the RIAA, again, International Federation of Phonographic Industry, estimates that piracy costs labels $4.5 billion a year worldwide in lost sales. The record company sought from $750,000 to $30,000 for each of the 24 songs, and as much as $150,000 per song if the infringement was found to be willful or intentional. Well, are people accidentally downloading music from the internet? Do you accidentally install Kazaa or whatever the programs? I don't know what the programs are these days. They change all the time. Do you accidentally install a file sharing software?
I'm not exactly sure about that. Give me a second here. I know on MySpace, when I go onto people's pages sometimes, it'll play music, copyrighted music. I'm sure that it's copyrighted music. I don't know whether they paid for it or not or anything like that. I know that my computer in a temporary file puts every picture I've looked at on the internet for some period of time.
That's true.
I don't know if it does the same with this music that's played on somebody's site.
It's not likely that they're going to catch you by doing that. I don't know what the deals are with those, but MySpace claims that some of that's legal. I'm not sure how much of it is, but when that audio is playing on your computer, it's probably not caching the audio.
Okay.
And in addition, if it is caching it, it's only in a temporary cache folder. What they're looking at here, what they're looking for, is people with file sharing software downloading to a specific folder that is being shared to others so others can download that software. So I wouldn't be too concerned about encountering music on MySpace, but Nobody accidentally installs a file sharing software and accidentally searches for their favorite band name and accidentally clicks to download the songs. That just doesn't happen. So the idea that they're going to charge $150,000 per song because it's intentional download is just absurd. So they continue. I mean, the lawsuits are going to continue to roll in. People are going to continue to have their lives ruined because they thought they'd get a jump on a record release. You know, the piracy groups get those record releases out usually a week before they actually hit the stores. People get excited about those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
They're excited about their favorite band. They're really into music, and they go out and they download the album. They don't think anything of it. And then when this threat comes along from the RIAA, there's going to be some fallout. I got an email from a listener, and I'll summarize it for you. It basically said that he was so upset by what the RIAA is doing in the name of all the bands that are involved with their little organization, that he has decided to no longer purchase record label music. And I bet he's not the only one. So here's the RIAA complaining, oh, we're losing sales.
And then they're driving away their own customers.
CD sales are down. Oh, no, we need to start suing these people. And that's what you're doing. You're making it so your customers are so pissed at you that they're just throwing in the towel on your records. They're saying, screw you. I am going to buy independent albums from now on. I don't care if I don't know the names of the bands. I'm going to listen for what I like, and I'm going to download and purchase those independent albums that aren't connected to your scam system.
It's my understanding that's how the whole Calypso music thing got big back in the late 50s, early 60s.
What, that they weren't record labels?
Yeah, it was there something to do at the time. I don't know exactly, but I'd heard that before.
Let's go to the phones. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the end of my rant on that. I think it's outrageous that they're going after their own customers.
I would agree.
Just because they're downloading. You can download a whole discography of a band. Many of these CDs aren't available in stores. Some of them aren't. I mean, they're out of print, that sort of thing. Hard to get a hold of. And if it excites you that much more about the band to where if they come through town and they have a concert, you're going to go, then that's a positive. That's a net positive. And many bands understand that. And that's why a lot of bands are pulling away from the record label system. And they're going to market their products directly to their customers via the internet. Prince, Radiohead, other major bands are dropping out. So their days are numbered. They are in their death throes and have been for a number of years, and they're just going to get more and more desperate as time goes on. You bring up anything, let's go to Chris in Massachusetts. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello?
I'd like to talk about, I don't know if you heard, but this lady working at McDonald's was working at cash register at the drive-thru, and her cash register came up $100 short or something.
Oh, boy.
and they strip searched her. They didn't take her to the police station. They strip searched her right in McDonald's.
And, really?
Yeah, it's kind of bad. The second thing I want to talk about
is that a news story?
It's in the news. You can just type in McDonald's cash register strip search, and you should find something.
Was it the business that strip searched her, or did they call the cops?
No, the police. They called the cops. Cops came. Instead of taking her to a police station strip searcher, they strip searched her pretty much in the public, but kind of like right in front of her cash register. In fact, there's even a picture of her with her McDonald's apron covering herself in front of her cash register.
Oh, my goodness.
The second thing I want to talk about is my representative, Mitt Romney, saying that he wants to double the Cuba torture prisons.
What?
And he wants to expand torture laws on the GOP convention.
Why did you call him your representative? What's that mean?
Mitt Romney, I'm from Massachusetts.
He's not your representative, dude. He's the governor. Which...
Yeah, well, he's a legal representative. I mean,
does he represent your viewpoints?
No, but he's a public figure for my state.
That's more accurate. Just be careful with the words you use. You wouldn't want people to think that you actually like the guy by saying representative. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Third thing I want to talk about is news groups downloads. There's tons of places that you can pay $40 and they will hide your identity. And I don't use torrents. I don't use Kazaa because they've been suing people. I pay somebody $40 to hide my identity.
How does that work?
Basically, what you do is they catch everything. So you know, like you type in Google and they catch like all the internet. They sort of do all the thing with the torrent files.
Mm-hmm.
You download off their server at a higher speed. I usually get about 2 megs a second. I can download a whole album in like less than 5 minutes. I paid them $40 to hide my identity because I got caught 3 times.
Really?
For downloading music in my...
How much did that cost you? What happened?
Nothing. They just gave me 3 warnings and said that if I get one more warning, I'll be banned from life from using the internet. Well, at least from Comcast.
So basically what you're saying is that the professional downloaders, the ones that are really doing serious downloading and want to protect themselves, they have ways to do it. So these laws are really going to catch the single moms and the young kids and the people that are unawares of the options that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had a computer since 1992. So, I mean, I know how to program. I know how to 3D model.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I'm pretty computer savvy.
Yeah, they're never going to catch the crackers or the hackers. They're going to catch the innocent people. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, dude.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, just enough time for your call if you make it now. It's Ian here with you, by the way.
And Mark.
800-259-9231, and you can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features for free. We've got all kinds of great stuff on the site. We give it all away. And we do ask you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So it doesn't matter what category you shop in, 41 categories, you name it, whether it's high ticket electronic items to bathroom supplies. I mean, they sell it. They've even got a grocery store now at Amazon. So head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com. You can buy news, used items, new items, and we get a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. By the way, Chris had his information a little bit off on the McDonald's case. The guy that just called in saying that a girl was strip searched in front of customers at a McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
Not quite accurate. It is the same case we talked about. I believe it was earlier this year. It happened back in 2004, and we talked about it extensively on this program and gave sort of the play-by-play as to what exactly went down. ABC News is reporting.
Right, it was the hoax thing.
Right. It's going to trial now in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. The victim of a hoax strip search at a McDonald's restaurant testified Thursday that she didn't leave because she was afraid of what might happen if she did. Louise Ogborne said a caller directing the strip search threatened her if she didn't cooperate. She said, I was scared, and I was petrified. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if this was my last day on Earth, said the 21-year-old woman. Now, they go into the story here, but basically what happened was this guy called up, a crank caller, called up, posed as a police officer, and managed to get the manager of this particular McDonald's to suspect Ms. Ogborne here of theft. And they wanted to bring her into the office and strip search her to prove that she didn't actually have the things that she had allegedly stolen. Once they actually managed to get her out of her clothes, then things got very bizarre. Ogborne, whose testimony was punctuated with tears, said she doesn't remember any details from the ordeal that lasted more than 3 hours during which she was forced to undress. And there's video of this, by the way. During which she was forced to undress, be strip searched, and perform sexual acts in an office at the McDonald's in Mount Washington. Her testimony is expected to last most of the day. She's suing McDonald's, and this is the problem I have with the case, claiming it failed to warn her and other employees about a hoax caller who had already struck other fast food restaurants, including several McDonald's across the country. Ogborne is also suing former assistant managers Donna Summers and Kim Dockery. Summers' former fiancé, Walter Nix Jr., pleaded guilty last year to sexually abusing Ogborne during the 2004 strip search and is serving 5 years in prison. Summers entered an Alford plea, meaning she didn't admit guilt, but she acknowledged the evidence in the case to unlawful imprisonment and was placed on probation. Now, I think it's absolutely fine for this young lady to go after the individuals that violated her. Just because you're on the phone with somebody who claims to be a police officer doesn't mean you can get away with the "I was just following orders" excuse, which is what Mr. Nix might have possibly have said, though he did plead guilty. So, I mean, if he were to put up a defense, he might have said, "Well, it was a cop. I thought it was a cop, so I was just doing what he said." Well, you didn't know it was a cop. It was someone claiming to be a cop, and that's certainly not the way most police jurisdictions operate. They don't call up someone over the phone and have them do their strip searching for them.
At the same time, the little girl could have said, "Look, I'm leaving now." You know, I mean, I understand that it was her boss and her boss's, like,
what happened? It was her boss, and then later they called in the boyfriend to assist. And it was very bizarre. The thing went on for 3 hours. It was torturous.
It's entirely the strangest thing I've heard in quite some time. But she had she could have walked out of that office at any time.
She could have, though Mr. Nix might have been an imposing, frightening, large man. And she was, I think, 17 or 18 at the time. She's only 21 now.
Right.
It was back in 2004. So, I mean, you're looking at an 18-year-old little girl. She's frightened. She's probably her first
job.
This
is the same 18-year-old girl that you would say is old enough to decide to have sex. You would say that she's old enough to decide to drink.
I agree with all that.
Right. Old enough to decide to smoke pot. She's old enough to decide that she can walk out of that office when somebody's telling her
that she's...
Take her shirt off and jump up and down.
I understand that, Mark, but people are conditioned in this country to follow orders. They're conditioned.
Now you're taking her power away.
I'm not taking her power away. I agree with you. She should have walked out, but I can sympathize with her and understand.
I can sympathize to some extent.
I can understand that.
I don't know if I'd give her any money.
You are being told by your boss that there's a cop on the phone demanding that these things be done. And maybe she's not the brightest girl in the world. I don't know what pressure
maybe
she was
the boss
under.
Isn't either.
I don't know what pressure she was under. I don't know what the situation was like. I don't know how intimidating this guy was. Okay? There's all kinds of factors here that have probably played into the reason why she didn't just walk out of that room. I'm not going to second guess her on that. I think she made it, you know, she should have walked out, but it's what happened, okay? She shouldn't be suing McDonald's over it, though. And, of course, she is, because it's a litigious society, and McDonald's is the one with the deepest pockets, and she's trying to cash in. And I think that's sad. I think it shows that she's an opportunist at this point. She's turned into an opportunist, as though McDonald's has any culpability for the actions of its individual employees.
I'm not saying that McDonald's doesn't have a certain level of culpability. They have a small level in this. They probably should have told all their managers after they'd had multiple incidents across the nation of people calling them.
It's probably like two incidents. I mean, it happened at different companies. It's not just McDonald's. This has happened at Burger King's. It doesn't necessarily result in strip searching and torturing.
They did say in the story that it happened multiple, which could be two,
right.
At McDonald's, and that's plural, and it's said across the nation, so I don't know.
I don't know
what the evidence is. I would have to look at that as a juror.
Is it the responsibility of the McDonald's corporation to inform the managers of every store of a potential crank caller? I mean, that seems a little ludicrous.
I think that if a crank caller is targeting McDonald's employees,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. McDonald's has a certain amount of responsibility to protect its employees inside of its walls.
But think about this, Mark. I mean, if you're a manager at the McDonald's and somebody calls up and says, "This is Officer Edge, and I just want to, you know, I think that one of your employees has stolen some money from me, and I want you to search them." Many managers are going to say, "Well, why don't you come down here, and then we'll talk about it."
Absolutely.
And they're not going to, you know, they're just going to blow it off as another crank call. I imagine they get crank calls frequently. I've crank called the McDonald's before, okay?
Right.
So, I mean, you're going to see it just as another crank caller. You're not going to necessarily call the district manager and say, "Hey, there's somebody on the phone that called and claimed they were a police officer.
Right.
We should send out a memo to every single store."
I'm not on this jury. I don't get to decide who has the most guilt. To me, the person that has the most guilt is the guy who called. The guy who has the second most guilt.
And he got off, by the way.
Sorry, I think he has some guilt.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who has the second amount of guilt is the boyfriend guy. The one that has the third is the manager gal. The one that has the fourth is, and I don't want to even forget the gal that stood in the room. She's got some responsibility, too.
Right.
The little girl. I think McDonald's, if they had just a couple or two or three incidents at that point where it had happened across the nation, maybe they shouldn't have sent out the all-points bulletin to all million McDonald's in the United States. But if it had happened 100 times to 100 different McDonald's, yes, then McDonald's responsibility grows. Every time it happens, it grows.
I can see what you're saying. An attorney from McDonald's said in opening statements that the company had policies in place and had warned employees in an effort to deal with the strip search hoaxes. W.R. Patterson, attorney from McDonald's, blamed employees' mistakes for the sexual assault. And again, individuals are culpable. Individuals are responsible. That's where this needs to end. But it's not. I imagine since she's such a cute little girl and she's got such a sad story and she's on the stand crying, I imagine that the jury is probably going to award her some sort of multi-million dollar settlement here. That's my prediction, just because, well, look at all the frivolous lawsuits and, you know, all the insane settlements that have been paid out over the years. Ogborn and her attorney also read on Thursday from four journal entries the young woman wrote in the months after the assault. She wrote, "I just ask why me. I can't think of any reason why I deserved any of this. I wonder if I'd be better off. I wonder what I'd be like if I blocked it out. Would I be a little better off? I just wish the pain would go away." She testifies she has nightmares and is so afraid of the dark she uses nightlights in her bedroom. On Wednesday, a psychiatrist who met with Ogborn testified she suffers from chronic post-traumatic stress disorder. He says that her symptoms will never fully go away. Lawyers from McDonald's and the assistant managers sought to portray the expert as a professional witness who would testify on behalf of anybody for a fee. Jurors also saw a segment of surveillance video of the strip search. Nix is seen on the video ordering a nude Ogborn into various positions and searching her while he talks on the phone. When Summers would enter the office where the strip search took place, Nix would stop searching Ogborn and cover her with an apron. This was by the instructions of the man on the phone. Now, that doesn't excuse what this man did by following his orders.
I'm amazed that he got off.
No. The man on the phone got off.
Right.
The guy that was taking the orders got off. The guy was David Stewart on the phone, was charged with making the hoax call. He was acquitted by a jury last year. And, you know, what's most interesting about this case is how it ties into people's subservience and obedience to authority, or what they perceive of as authorities. All in this case, it wasn't even a man in a uniform. This was just somebody on the phone claiming to be a police officer. And he got various different adults to follow his orders to the T. We really need to start questioning authority in this country. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is...